Yeah. What it is and what it ain't, and what it's gonna be. What's that word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, how y'all coming though? And if you know, if you don't know, I am Old Dog, Big Money Man. Mr. Ain't got it on me, I got it in me. Bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast once again. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? I'ma jump right into it. I know sometimes when you're not persistent at dropping podcast episodes, people get bored. They be waiting to listen to you. They really fuck with you and listen to you. I get it. You know, people got lives. You know, college started back, school started back. Jobs are at least 5 days a week, 4 days a week minimum. So people do have lives. People got to feed themselves, feed their family, so on and so forth. But regardless, you know, I'm going to drop as much as I can. I do owe people explanations because if you listen to me and support me, that's the least I can do. But I'm going to get into a few conspiracy theories. And I'm going to talk about some real ill matters. Something that, you know, we got to stop. These bullshit trends, they be starting, things of that nature. Before I go any further, you know, word of the day, faith. Food for thought, faith. One word, faith. One thing for sure, two things for certain. When you have faith, you have a powerful weapon. It's like a knife, it's like a gun, a sword, hell, gas, flames, whatever you want to call it. All weapons in one. When you have faith, you have something that you can attach yourself to the Most High. For the ones that don't believe in the higher power, if something happened to your ass, when you're in your deathbed, your life flashing before your eyes, the last person you call on other than your mama is God or oh Lord. Those are their words. You got stubborn people that might not even say that, but even if they don't, it doesn't even matter, because they're going to see something on the other side, whether they believe it or not. They're going to see something. I don't know what it might be, but hey, you better believe that. Last but not least, faith is the substance of who you are. It's what you stand for. When you 10 toes down, if you got some type of faith, that means you are a believer. That means you took one step when your God took two. Have faith and believe that change gonna come. Have faith and believe that you're gonna get a degree. You're gonna be a scholar. You're gonna get this job, that job. You're gonna become a business owner. You're gonna become a hairdresser, have your own salon. You know what I'm saying? Just believe in yourself. Believe that, you know, the Most High can see you a beautiful, significant other, soulmate. There's always somebody out here for somebody. Just believe. You gotta have faith. But most of all, have faith in the Most High, more so than yourself. Because when you fail yourself and mankind fail you, the Most High won't fail you. Always have faith. When you speak on things, you speak into the universe. When you say ain't, can't, if, all those fucking nonchalant words, you're gonna fail every time. Because you put it into the universe. The universe gonna take your order. Whatever you order, it's gonna give it to you. If you say, I want a faith sandwich with extra money on it, that's what you're gonna get. But when you say you want water with no ice and no mice and the water might be nasty, that's what the fuck you gonna get. Because the universe gonna give you what you ask for. And what you spit out gonna be spit back right back in your face. It's called karma. When you do something positive, positive things might spit back on you. But remember, if it do or don't, it doesn't matter, because you're supposed to do positive. The Most High don't owe you anything. So if they always say, you know, God gonna bless you, who are you to give out the Most High's blessing? That's like when a person sneezes. Who are you to give out the Most High's blessings? Because you sneeze because your lungs are full of something, doesn't mean the Most High gonna bless you. I don't like when people say, God gonna do this, God gonna do that. You don't know what he gonna do, because he don't owe me nothing. He don't have to bless me. Why people think he owe you something because you do something? Do you do stuff to get something in return? That's what they call an Indian giver. No, you do it because you're supposed to. If we stop looking for shit, I bet you half these people won't even do it. But if we stop looking for things, then it might come naturally. But don't look for nothing to receive anything. If it come naturally or if it don't, do it anyway, because you're supposed to. Because half of y'all want somebody to do something for y'all or wish y'all had somebody to do something for y'all. Be strong, man. Keep faith in yourself. Don't give up on nothing. I don't care what it is. Being the best sports player, the best artist, rapper, or singer, the best pastor, the best person to help the homeless, or, you know what I'm saying, spread knowledge to the children. Be the best at which you can be. Because you only get one chance in one life to do it. Every day is a day that's not promised. Tomorrow ain't promised. Today wasn't promised. And you blessed to wake up on and hear this message or hear this episode on this podcast segment, that you were blessed. And you should take notes. And every time you do something wrong that day before, take notes on it. Write a journal. You know what I'm saying? Do better. Jot it down. And follow that list of things that need to be done and need to be changed and do better. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you got to write it in your diary. If you write diaries, do what you have to do to be a better person. Doesn't matter what your age is. Age means nothing. You learn something new every day. Nobody's perfect. You can do just as good at 100 years old or at 10 years old or 5 years old. Just do better. Gain knowledge, gain wisdom. Do things that are so-called positive. Because when you do wrong, it's going to get you right back to ground zero. We have to make a change now. Chicago, Illinois, Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, Compton, California. All these places where crime rates are high. We got to change the narrative. Nobody owns the streets. Nobody owns no blocks. Nobody owns no buildings. Nobody started no gangs. The people who created these gangs, started these gangs, are either in jail or most of them are dead. They're not here no more. You carrying on something that has no value. It's just like a couch that's molded full of rat feces and roaches. Why are you carrying this couch from this raggedy, nasty crack house to a mansion? What are you carrying it on for? It has no value. You can't really sit on it. You can, but what's the possibility of you getting bitten by bugs or catching something? That's a 99.9% chance that something's going to happen to you. Why would you want to sit on that couch? Why would you want to carry that couch on to a beautiful, nice, clean mansion? That's what you're doing. You're spreading disease. You're spreading filth. You're spreading sin. You're spreading non-righteousness. You're spreading hurt. You're spreading evil. When you're spreading gangs and you pass it on to kids and you're teaching the kids the shit because they're watching you, whether you're teaching them or not, they see it. So you still have a learned type behavior. You're still teaching because somebody's watching. When somebody's watching, that means they're learning. And when they learn, they have to have a teacher. You're the teacher, whether you are trying to or not. You don't need a motherfucking chalkboard to be a teacher. We need to get out of that mode that I ain't teach nobody how they learn that, because they will see you hear everything. They hear through thin walls. Kids will stand by your door and listen to you. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to hear the small footsteps. They act like they don't hear nothing, but they hear everything. Even when you have sex, so be careful what you say and do. But most of all, keep the faith, because faith is going to carry you on that boat. It's like being in a storm. You're halfway there. You just as close as you are going forward as you are going backwards. What's the point of going backwards? Well, you can go forward and go into the storm and face the storm. Once you get to the end, you're there. Because guess what? That storm is going to bypass you. You're going into the storm. The storm is going to bypass you. You're running from the storm. The storm is going to chase you. It's going to continue to go. because it's heading your direction, which is backwards. But if you go forward, go to the storm, you're going to defeat it. And the Most High will make sure you're going to be all right. You might get wet. Might be a bumpy ride. Whoever said the ride was going to be even. Whoever said the ride was going to be, you know what I'm saying, perfect. Whoever said that. Whoever said the ride was going to be gentle. He didn't promise you none of that. So you got to expect the unexpected. But just expect to win in the end if it's his will. That's all I'm saying. I did some research on the Miami Mall, Bayside Mall. A lot of those videos are fake. Some videos, one of those videos been out for maybe 10, 15 years. I don't know why people believe everything they hear and see. And you know, I know a lot of people listen to me right now, like, not you, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. Yes, I'm saying it. A lot of people put false narratives out there, false videos. And when you do that, you just create a whole new conspiracy theory to make people think that shit didn't happen. People will put so much fake shit out on top of real shit, that shit that really happened, to where it's a cover up to make people think that this shit didn't happen. Police don't even have to cover shit up no more because they know some idiots are going to go out there and help them cover it up. When they already trying to hide it anyway, and the government trying to hide it, and the government and the federal agents and the CIA telling them to better hurry up, get this shit covered up, you better do it now. You need some help? Because we're going to help you do it. They can't. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to get in trouble. So they try to hide the shit from us. Those videos look fake. But so many people were saying they saw what they saw. And how could you deny people? I wouldn't dare. I can't speak on it. But I will say this, though. Don't count a conspiracy out. We got to stop calling everything a conspiracy. When something happens, a million police wasn't there for nothing. They damn sure wasn't there for no little teenage kids fighting. Talking about it was a shooting. Who got shot? Well, why didn't he clean up no fireworks? We gotta make your shit make sense. But we'll believe news channels, fake news, the media, social media, all types of media. We'll follow that bullshit. We'll believe what the government tells us. We'll believe what the elites put out in our faces, whether it's food, religion, medicine, diseases. You know what I'm saying? This fake terror they put in front of us, these false narratives, this propaganda, we believe all that bullshit. Events that didn't really happen. When something really happens, we don't want to believe it when it's right in front of our eyes, slapping us in the face. But when something is said to be done by the government and there's no proof behind it, we want to believe the shit like a little 5-year-old, like a little toddler, like a child. That's why we got to come out of our childish ways. I stop believing everything we hear and see like a child and become a wise man and a wise woman, a wise adult, and gain wisdom by hearing, not by vision. Listen, because if you don't, you'll miss something. Your ears can catch shit that your eyes can't catch. Your eyes blink, but your ears don't. I believe my ears more so than I believe my eyes. I promise you, that has not only gained me wisdom, it got me a long way in life. I'm telling you what I know. God don't make no mistakes. He don't. They've been playing this, I don't know, Siri, I guess, Alexa, one of them. They asked Alexa, when will World War III start? And she said, March 1st, 2024, an invasion of Chinese and Russia. Now, I don't believe everything these AIs be saying, but sometimes these AIs say things that do come true. Sometimes they say things to stir things up as propaganda, because we got to forget, whoever created this AI is controlling it. But also the creator of the AI is saying that it has no control over it no more. It has a mind of its own. It's creating its own language, its own binary numbers, so on and so forth. But I do know a lot of things is propaganda. Just like in the Bayside Mall, how do we know that really happened? They seen beans. How do we know that's not propaganda? I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it ain't. I'm not saying don't count it out neither. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying is, it could have been demons. Demons come in threes. From what I experienced, they come in threes. And yes, they do have power to make electricity cut off. They always did. They do have power to make electricity cut off. Not only do you know what I'm saying, they make everything black go out, lights blink and all that. Yes, that's true. That's possible. That is so true. The fact of the matter is, you got to see it to believe it. Just because you see it don't mean you have to always believe it. Now, most of the things that you see in life, believe it is what it is. Don't be what they call boo-boo the fool. Because a lot of people are idiotic. They don't believe shit. You slap them in the face with shit on their hands, they don't believe it. They think it's chocolate. They think you slapped them because it was a joke, it's a prank. And they smell shit and they still think it's... That's how people are crazy, man. But don't let the small percentage... Well, actually, you know, common sense ain't common no more, so I'm gonna say the majority are crazy. It's only a small percent that's wise, that's conscious. But don't let the majority overrule the minority, because these days the minority are awakening. People are starting to awake slowly but surely. But for the most part, consciousness is power. I mean, who's to say we can't take it lightly, just like 9/11. Don't take it lightly. Who's to say the AI ain't telling the truth? We might need to take heed to it. You know what I'm saying? It might be some truth to it. I mean, she saying that this could happen. March 1st ain't got here yet. Tomorrow ain't got here yet. But who's to say? Rather be safe than sorry. Better be ready, so you won't have to get ready. Be prepared for it. I'm going to say now, they ain't going to put our ass underground. They're not going to do it. I already knew this was going to be a crazy year. I even felt it in the beginning that, you know, this year started off crazy. And of course, it's going to end crazy. But who's to say a lot of shit might come to an end before you do? You never know. Get your mind right, man. Get your guns up. Get your money together. Get your food together. You know, be family oriented. Protect your family. Learn how to shoot guns. Because I've seen some shit lately that don't even make sense. Y'all fools have guns. Don't know how to use them. Get other people shot around you and you're not even shooting the shooter or the convict or the criminal. They getting away. They busting ass and they getting away. They not even real shooters, but they shoot better than you, and you supposed to be the licensed carrier. Y'all need to take some gun classes or something. Because this shit is getting ridiculous, man. I'm seeing so many videos also. People getting dude, you know what I'm saying? Somebody knocked on the dude's door aggressively. He became an aggressor when he came to the door with his gun in his hand. He gave dude time to pull out a gun out of his little side purse. Now, if dude start reaching, you supposed to automatically pop him in his ass because he reaching. You wait for him to pull out of his shit, walk back, talk some more shit. Your mama coming outside. You got a bonnet on. Your mama ain't even got a bonnet on. You know what I'm saying? And she being nosy. You not even telling your mama stay back or nothing. Don't even tell your mama that nigga got a gun outside. She see you with your gun now, so it had to be serious. So she step outside, dude shooting, your mama get shot. She get hit. Like, That's pure crazy sloppiness. Got to do better. And you got to see it to believe it. You wouldn't even know it existed. You wouldn't believe it happened till you saw it on somebody else's body cam, the neighbor right across the hall from there. Like, I seen some crazy shit. Like, I seen one video of a female. I don't know if the girl was an op or they fighting over a dude or what. Her and another dude came up behind them. The girl was already ready. She pulled her shit out of her purse. And they just started letting off. The girl, the aggressor had the gun in her hand coming up the stairs. I guess she tried to rob. And she ended up hitting one of them. Dude thing. One of the dudes got away, but the girl ended up getting caught not too long after that. But the gun on her. Sloppy as hell. Young, dumb, man. Young, dumb. You know what I'm saying? Young and fucking dumb. Call them young dumbs. Because, you know, they dummies, man. You know, life is too short, man. Too many people out here dying. We got to change the narrative, man. We're filling up fucking cemeteries and the jails instead of filling up the motherfucking colleges, filling up the tall buildings and things of that nature, filling up the Forbes list. We ain't doing none of that. I mean, something got to give. I really want to also speak on a situation where there's a trend going around. And, you know, these girls are saying jobs that men should work. If you are a man, you work whatever job you fucking can. Don't let nobody trick you out your fucking spot. What other fucking job you gonna get? 9 times out of 10, selling dope ain't it. Because it's not. Dope game is not the same. These white folks is not fucking playing. You can get robbed, shot, or do somebody else. It's not worth it. Don't let nobody trick you out of what kind of job you got. Because you not only build from that job, you can invest the money you save, invest in the stock market. Things of that nature, and that money gonna pile up and build if you know what you're doing. Educate yourself on it so you can learn more. Try the ins and outs. Don't be afraid to try anything new. Because when you try something new, it's a possibility, you know what I'm saying, you might get it right. Just keep trying. Don't never give up. Don't let these women trick you out of it, because these same women that's saying that, half of them don't even make the same amount of money they asking for, they expecting. You know what I'm saying? So what that you don't make 6 figures? So what, you probably only make 4 figures? Who cares? You got a job. Whether it's pushing a broom as a janitor in a school, whether you the cleanup man to clean the curbs in the city, whether you the trash man, whether you, you know what I'm saying, deliver things at Amazon. Continue to do what you do, because ain't nobody going to give you shit out here. Yeah, I'm going to be the first one to say, don't work for no white man or nobody. Work for yourself and be an entrepreneur for yourself and, you know, have family, you know what I'm saying, oriented businesses and, you know what I'm saying, family wealth, generational wealth, so to speak. I'll be the first one to say that. But generational wealth these days don't come out blood, sweat, and tears. A lot of these white people that have generational wealth because their ancestors stole it. We've been robbed. So we got to rob and take back so we can put money and shit back into our folks. So we going to be the ancestors to our great-great-grandchildren. That's what we got to do. We got to have that mindset and do what they did to us. But don't do it with vengeance. Do it with love. Do it with strength. Do it with power. Do it with happiness. Do it because with confidence. Do it because we're supposed to do it. Because that's just who we are. Anybody can go get a gun. Anybody can go sell some dope. Sitting around all day in couch potatoes waiting on a sale to come. What if all the junkies stop being junkies, stop smoking and doing drugs? What you gonna do then? What if all the weed smokers stop smoking weed? Like, you know, because it can happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's always that one motherfucker that can snitch on you. That one motherfucker that can, you know what I'm saying, set you up. with the police or get you robbed or get you killed or try to rob you themselves. You don't give them what the fuck they want. They get mouthy and talking shit and disrespecting you, acting like they gonna try something. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't give them what they want. Can't fuck with motherfuckers like that. So they the ones that get your ass 100 years. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get caught red-handed. They'll bring police to you because they don't like what you're doing. They not thinking about the fact that there ain't many dope boys out there. They just want to get high at the moment. As soon as the police pay them to come trap your ass off to do the bus, they gonna do it. They don't care nothing about you because, for one, police gonna put them in PC, and two, they gonna put them in a different area. They crackheads. They done been around a long time. They can survive anywhere. They, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not good to be a crackhead, but don't tell me crackheads ain't the biggest hustlers and survivors, because they are. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. They are the biggest hustlers. Half of them was drug dealers once upon a time before they became drug addicts. And some of them, you know, some of these dudes is not necessarily what they call a crackhead or a hype. A lot of them, you know what I'm saying, sell dope and still get high on their own supply. Then they become down, become a crackhead or a junkie. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't got sprung out on it. And they hustled and gave out or something. They money they gave out. And then they bottom of the motherfucking scraping the bottom of the pot. You know what I'm saying? It can happen to the best of them. Don't let no female trick you out your spot. If she don't want a man like you, so what? Find somebody that will. Because there's somebody that's going to accept you for who you are. And they might make more money than you. Because they humble themselves. Y'all put y'all money together, y'all can both become rich. You ain't got to eat off her. Y'all both can eat and work together, because a man don't work, a man don't eat. Teach each other, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She can put you in the game, get your credit better. She ain't just helping you, you can help her too. That's what it's about. Everybody don't have those special privileges. They're not. So at the end of the day, each one teach one, each one reach one, because that's what it's about. Don't ever think you're better than somebody because they don't make the money that you're looking for. Yes, I understand it's hard out here, taking care of a whole family, working at a bullshit job, but a job is a job. So they get to selling dope on their low life, they're a dope boy. But now they get hired by some white dude, they not making enough money, you belittling them. That same job you got can go out of business. That same job you got might put you on the motherfucking paddy wagon and lay you off. And now you're not making six figures. Now what you gonna do when AI take over every job that you have experience in? That same education that you had, AI, it's gonna take over. And nobody in your field with your education level gonna have a job because AI took over. And what you gonna do? You have no skills. You have nothing, but you down. You down on a man with skills that's trying to make a living. When you, we all know in America, people who sit on their ass make more money than people who work hard. I'm talking about heavy duty work, construction style, all those things. How the fuck you think you got a crib to sit in or lay in or sleep in? Because of a construction worker. And what if they don't do, what if dudes don't do construction? They don't got robots to do that for them. What if don't these grown men do some type of construction work? What you gonna do whenever everybody gonna have to live in a tent? What you gonna do if construction guys didn't exist? But they shouldn't have these type of jobs though. Yes, it's a hard working job, but you got women that belittle men who work those type of jobs. How much you make? Oh, I make $18 an hour. Oh, that ain't no money. That's my nail money. And belittle him. Still fuck him though. And send him about his way. But you call yourself a lady. Don't be fooled by the enterprises, man, because it's bullshit. I'm not saying some of these dudes are men. Just because you got a job don't make you a fucking man. Just because you make good money don't make you a fucking man. Just because you broke don't make you a man or make you less of a man. Because you got men out here that are good men that are broke. You have good men that make a little money. You have good men that make a lot of money. You have no good men that are broke. You have no good men that make okay money. You have no good men that make a lot of money. So that shit go both ways. Don't judge a book by its cover. Appreciate y'all listening. We'll be in touch soon. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. On up.